Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Deeper Truth. Who is this King of Glory? It is the Lord. Gracious and loving God, you call us to be stewards of your abundance, the caretakers of all you have entrusted to us. Help us to always use your gifts wisely and teach us to share them generously. Send the Holy Spirit to work through us. Bring your message to those we serve. Stewards of God's grace have unlimited resources to manage on behalf of Jesus Christ, like St. Paul and St. Stephen, when full of grace, we are in a better position to allocate its riches. God gives his children grace to dispense to needy hearts. St. Thomas Aquinas describes the effect receiving Holy Communion. He says, the Blessed Sacrament should inflame us with desire for our Lord and inflame our hearts with charity and make us godlike. The fervor of charity is its actual effect. And these are its effects unless we put up obstacles. One Holy Communion is enough to make us saints. Saint Maria Goretti received Holy Communion only 5 times in her life, and she became a saint. Why is it then that we do not become saints after so many Holy Communions? St. Thomas explains that Holy Communion benefits those who receive our Lord in a state of grace, more or less, according to the measure of their devotion. Of this sacrament is received according to the condition of the receiver. So our level of devotion, our reverence for and appreciation of the Most Blessed Sacrament will help or hinder the effects we get from our Holy Communions. If we were more reverent towards and grateful for the Most Blessed Sacrament, our Holy Communions would be more fruitful. Permit me, dear Jesus, to come closer to you, that my whole soul may do homage to the greatness of your majesty, that my heart, with its tenderest affections, may acknowledge your divine love. And let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, February 2nd, 2023, the Presentation of the Lord.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not, then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to you. God, is my delight, and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
An act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. And the daily readings for February 2nd, 2023, Feast of the Presentation of the Lord. Reading 1. Thus says the Lord God, lo, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and suddenly there will come to the temple the Lord whom you seek, and the messenger of the covenant whom you desire. Yes, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who will endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire, or like the fuller flute lyre. He will sit refining and purifying silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi, refining them like gold or like silver, that they may offer due sacrifice to the Lord. Then the sacrifice of Judah and Jerusalem will please the Lord, as in the days of old, as in years gone by. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Responsorial Psalm. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Lift up, O gates, your lintels. Reach up, you ancient portals, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? It is the Lord. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Who is this King of glory? The King of glory.
Alleluia, Alleluia.
flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The second reading. Since the children share in blood and flesh, Jesus likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who through fear of death had been subject to slavery all their life. Surely he did not help angels, but rather the descendants of Abraham. Therefore, he had to become like his brothers and sisters in every way, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest before God to expiate the sins of the people. Because he himself was tested through what he suffered, he is able to help those who are being tested. Alleluia, alleluia. A light of revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. Alleluia, alleluia. In the Gospel according to the Gospel of St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came to the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, Now, Master, you may let your servant go, peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel. The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Peniel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years. Having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84, she never left the temple, but worshipped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town in Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom. and the favor of God was upon him. And when the days were completed for their purification, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it was is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accord with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory to your people Israel." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is this King of glory that pursues me with his love and haunts me with each hearing of his softly spoken words? My conscience a reminder of forgiveness that I need. Who is this King of glory who offers it to me? Who is this King of angels, O blessed Prince of Peace, revealing things
Presentation of the Lord, February 2nd, 1 BC. When the days were completed for their purification, 40 days, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Luke chapter 2, verse 22 through 24. And during this time, we forget that King Herod was still awaiting word to come back from the wise men who followed the star leading them to the newborn king. Perhaps now is how that is how the Holy Family was able to travel to Jerusalem in stealth mode. Wise men and their caravan stayed and camped around the area of Bethlehem until after the presentation of the Lord. We know from reading Matthew chapter 2, verse 12, the wise men receive a message in a dream to go another route and to not seek King Herod. For timing's sake, I am simply adding February 2nd here, which marks the 40 days after the birth of Jesus and his presentation at the temple. By this time, certainly King Herod would be waiting for the wise men to report back to him with much anxiousness. Leviticus chapter 12, 1 through 2 states, "Tell the Israelites, when a woman has a child, giving birth to a boy, shall be unclean for 7 days, with the same uncleanliness as during her menstrual period. On the 8th day, the flesh of the boy's foreskin shall be circumcised, and then she shall spend 33 days more in a state of blood purity. She shall not touch anything sacred nor enter the sanctuary till the days of her purification are fulfilled." On both counts, the Virgin Mary followed the precepts of the law. Luke chapter 2, verse 21 states, "When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb." And while in the temple, a couple of things took place that is significant. Luke chapter 2, verse 25 through 38 tells the story. "Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Messiah of the Lord. And he came in the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, 'Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in sight of all the peoples, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel.'" Mary's soul would be pierced by a sword, a foreword about Jesus as a sign of contradiction. The Holy Spirit shown a righteous man, Simeon, that he would be graced to see the Messiah and Jesus and recognized by Anna. Knowing all this, I would be thinking if I had been Joseph, we need to get out of here. Herod's soldiers did not recognize Jesus like Simeon and Anna. That is a good thing. God was in protection mode, and he certainly was depending on St. Joseph. Because I am using February 2nd, 1 BC, as when the wise men and the Holy Spirit depart from Bethlehem, it only stands to reason that it was here that King Herod's soldiers began the massacre of the holy infants. Matthew chapter 2, 16 through 18. April 6th, the Hebrew year 3760, the Gregorian year 1 BC, marks Passover for the Jews. According to the Jewish historian Josephus, by this time King Herod was dead. The Holy Family remained in Egypt until the threat was over. In the past, it was believed that Herod had died in 4 BC because there was a partial eclipse before the Passover celebration. However, this narrative does not fit the rest of the story. The Star of Bethlehem, for example, scientifically is shown to have arrived on December 25th, 2 BC, with the most recent data coming from science, it is more likely that Josephus was identifying Herod's death taking place in 1 BC, as his death would have fallen between the full lunar eclipse, January 10, and the Passover, April 6. Consider Josephus states that King Herod died 34 years after the conquest of Jerusalem, in 35 BC. Also, Josephus states that Herod died between a lunar eclipse and Passover. In 1 BC, there are 89 days between the eclipse and Passover, which is significant. In 4 BC, there were only 29 days between the events. The angel warned Saint Joseph to take the Holy Family to safety where they go to Egypt. When they had departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, "Rise, take the child and his mother, flee to Egypt, and stay there until I tell you. Herod is going to search for the child to destroy him." Joseph rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt. He stayed there until the death of Herod, which the Lord had said through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Out of Egypt I called my son." Matthew chapter 2, verse 13 to 15. Luke chapter 2, verse 39 to 40 states, "When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town in Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him." St. Matthew was the Holy Family heading to Egypt, while St. Luke has the Holy Family going to Nazareth. It is probable that the Holy Family did indeed first escape to Nazareth, 97 miles north of Bethlehem, and from there quite possibly travel to Caesarea, about 40 miles west towards the Mediterranean Sea. From there, traveled south along the sea, escaping Herod's soldiers, traveling more than 500 miles into Egypt. They probably used the gold the wise men gave them for the journey. At the end of the 4th century, a woman named Ethria made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. Her journal, discovered in 1887, gives an unprecedented glimpse of liturgical life there. Among the celebrations she describes is the Epiphany, the observance of Christ's birth, and the gala procession in honor of his presentation in the temple 40 days later. Under the Mosaic law, a woman was ritually unclean for 40 days after childbirth, when she was to present herself to the priest and offer sacrifice. Her purification, contact with anyone who had brushed against mystery, birth, or death, excluded a person from Jewish worship. This feast emphasizes Jesus' first appearance in the temple more than Mary's purification. Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, and glory for your people Israel. The observance spread throughout the Western Church in the 5th and 6th centuries. Because the Church in the West celebrated Jesus' birth on December 25th, the presentation was moved to February 2nd, 40 days after Christmas. At the beginning of the 8th century, Pope Sergius inaugurated a candlelight procession. At the end of the same century, the blessing and distribution of candles, which continues to this day, became part of the celebration, giving the feast its popular name, Candlemas. And three simple ways to celebrate past the presentation of the Lord, February 2nd, 2023. Go to daily Mass and get your candles blessed. Traditionally, you should bring beeswax candles to be blessed, as they hold special significance for their purity. Eat pancakes. It's traditional to eat pancakes on Candlemas and pray night prayer. February 2nd, 1 BC, when the days were completed for their purification, 40 days, according to the law of Moses, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accord with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Luke chapter 2, 22-24. During this time, we forget that King Herod was still waiting word to come back from the wise men who followed the star leading them to the newborn king. Perhaps that is how the Holy Family was able to travel to Jerusalem in stealth mode. While in the temple, a couple of things took place that is significant, and we see this. Mary's soul would be pierced by a sword. A foreword about Jesus as a sign of contradiction. The Holy Spirit shone a righteous man, Simeon, that he would be graced to see the Messiah, and Jesus was recognized by Anna. And knowing all this, I would be thinking, if I had been Joseph, we need to get out of here. Herod's soldiers did not recognize Jesus like Simeon and Anna. That is a good thing. God was in protection mode, and he certainly was depending on Joseph again. So, in the past, it was believed that Herod had died in 4 BC because there was a partial eclipse before the Passover celebration. However, this narrative does not fit the rest of the story. The Star of Bethlehem, for example, scientifically is shown to have arrived on December 25th, 2 BC, with the most recent data coming from science. It is more likely that Josephus was identifying Herod's death taking place in 1 BC, as his death would have fallen between the full lunar eclipse, January 10th, and the Passover, April 6th. So consider Josephus states that that King Herod died 34 years after the conquest of Jerusalem in 35 BC. Also, Josephus states that Herod died between a lunar eclipse and Passover. So this is the story of the presentation of the Lord and how it came about and how it is today and why there is some misunderstanding about the dates. So we, thanks to science, it shows that the Catholic Church is right all along. That Jesus was truly born December 25th, 2 BC. Jesus truly is the King of Kings. though retired to the remote parts of a desert, St. Anthony of the Desert often experienced the fiercest attacks of the devils. They would appear to him under a thousand frightful forms. The saint laughed at their impotence, and to put them to flight, simply contented himself with making the sign of the cross, saying to his disciples, "Believe me, Satan fears prayer and humility and the love of Jesus Christ. The mere sign of the cross suffices to banish him." St. Patrick and his companions appeared to walk through bolted doors to see the pagan king. Invited to sit down and parley, the pagan priest offered St. Patrick a drink laced with poison. Knowing this, St. Patrick did the sign of the cross over the cup, and immediately the drink went from being hot to ice, except the poison. Dumping out the poison, St. Patrick again blessed the cup, and the drink returned to normal. With everyone watching, the pagan king was converted. Praise the Lord. And so as we began, let us close in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And in this wondrous feast, the presentation of the Lord, let us remember that to make the Mass the center of our lives, and to pray the Rosary, and live out our gospel life, the life of grace. In the military, we would say, well, we're living the dream, or we're living, the dream. But in our holy Catholic faith, we can say that we're living the blessing. So may we remember that any time that we're confronted with evil, that we have God's blessing to endure, to hold fast, and to be strengthened. So God bless you all today. God be praised. Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Mary is our Queen. So we are thankful for all the great gifts that God has given us. Pray for America. Pray for freedom and liberty. To be able to worship God in freedom. And give thanks to the Lord for his mercy and his forgiveness. So who is this King of Glory? It is the Lord. Good day.